Now, what I'm going to cover at the beginning of this audio is what confidence is and how to develop it and really how to use this program most effectively. The second track on this audio, track two, is going to really break down how to develop what we call your marker for confidence. Now, what I mean by your marker for confidence, if this is your first time listening through on Core Confidence, I talked about a simple concept called your personal inventory. What this simple process is going to do is to teach you how to develop three very powerful markers within your personal inventory to assist you with the other two tracks on this audio. The third track, I'm going to walk you through what I believe is the most powerful cutting-edge strategy on how to develop a confidence state within you. Because remember, developing confidence and the state of confidence is no different than developing happiness, excitement, joy, pleasure, or if you want to go to the other side, developing depression, sadness, and all those things we're not going to cover here. So I'm going to walk you through the AMP strategy in its entirety, meaning I'm going to walk you through exactly what AMP does and how it works. Then the fourth track, what I call the magic track on this audio, I'm going to put you through the AMP process. What I mean by that is you're going to have a process that you can listen to very briefly. It's less than 5 minutes long, right before you walk into a meeting, right before you go to a sales presentation, right before you go to have that difficult conversation with a friend, a relative, whatever you have to deal with, to allow you to elevate your confidence in the moment and put you in the state you need to be in. Not a rah-rah session, not a hype-up session, literally walking you through the process of developing the state of confidence for real, the genuine state of core confidence within your life. So let's go ahead and get started. If you're still listening right now, I take it this is your first or second time listening to Last Minute Confidence. Now, what I want to talk to you a little bit about is how to use this program appropriately. Now, as I mentioned in Core Confidence, all confidence is a state that you must develop. Now, in order to use this appropriately, what I'm going to ask you to do is take the time to truly do the exercise. Now, if you're doing track two and you're developing your markers, your personal inventory, I'm going to encourage you to get a pen and paper available. Or if you don't have a pen and paper, you're driving in your car, you're somewhere where you don't have a pen and paper, I'm going to encourage you to draw the words in your head or really focus on the situations. But also, just take the time when you're out of the vehicle one day to make sure that you fill out this portion. So I'm going to encourage you to have a pen and paper available if you have one. And I'm also going to recommend you allow yourself to have a little bit of fun with this. Because it's such a short audio and it's really so powerful, the biggest thing is the emotions that you drum up during this, the excitement and all that other stuff is going to be critical in your life. So I'm going to ask you not to think so hard, not to push yourself to find the exact most appropriate answer for each of the questions. I'm just going to ask you to do one specific thing. Have fun, flow with it, go with it. If you got to hear it multiple times, that's fine. Confidence is not something that's developed overnight. Although we could do it rapidly here and increase your confidence, it's something that has to be conditioned into your nervous system. During my HIT trainings, when I work with clients in what we call the power box, we have to condition that peak state of confidence over and over again. And after a very short 5-day period, it becomes a piece of them. So I want to share with you that I pulled out a piece of our HIT certification and I'm giving it to you as a gift to you here within this audio. So if you have a pen and paper, you got an open mind, and you're ready to rock and roll, let's walk into the first part of Last Minute Confidence and start developing your markers. Remember, your personal inventory is the first thing your mind thinks of the second you enter any event where confidence is necessary.